Thank you for holding. Is this McCall?
Yes, sir.
Did I pronounce your name right?
It's Michael.
Mikel. Okay. It looks like McCall. I watch too much basketball. I don't know if you've heard of like Mikel Bridges. He plays
Yeah,
basketball.
I actually have. Only
that's
comes close to my name.
Yeah, I kind of saw it. It looks like it's spelled almost the same. Okay, so it's my call though, correct?
That'd be my, it'd be like my, then Kale.
Kale, my Kale, my Kale, my Kale.
Yes,
Okay.
sir. That's perfect. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, my name's John. I'm the director here. I understand that you were speaking with my representative Lulu about listing your company on the first page of the Google search results, and she wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions like about the listing or how it works?
No, I kind of got the overall gist of it. So basically, somebody with a search, roof inspection, I would pop up.
Right. It could be any of the services you provide, actually. So you're actually just in the roofing category. But if you did like siding or is it just roof inspection, we'll customize the campaign and the service area. So that way the calls that come in are, qualified. They're in an area that you actually go to and they're actually looking up a service that you provide, not wasting your time.
Okay.
That's a customized targeted marketing strategy. But the most important thing is that you have to have a listing available in that roofing category enough to work with your business, on that first page. And that's what we have. If you do the search, you only see three guys that'll show up in that category. We only have one spot open currently as a Google partner, and we're going down the list of qualified candidates. We're just looking for one business to fill the spot. Once we fill that position in the roofing category, we're closing it out. We won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that does what you do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Now let me ask you,
Yeah.
do you guys actually do roofing or is it just inspections?
So me personally, if you like, so say somebody like notices damage on their roof, then they want to get it inspected, right? So they will call me, and then I will come out and kind of diagnose everything, and then take a video of it, a picture of it, and if they have insurance, then we would then get an adjuster out. And I would contact the adjuster. I contact the adjuster, get them to sign a claim to where I could speak to their insurance company. And then from there, if the insurance accepts, then the people that I work with personally will be putting the roof on there. And they
Okay.
have to sign an agreement that basically says that we will be putting the roof on there.
Gotcha. So you do actually like end up connecting them with a contractor, and you would be able to basically subcontract the work to somebody if your findings state that they do need a new roof.
Yeah, and if it's financing, they can't, if the insurance doesn't accept it, then we would be able to finance it if that's something that they would want. So we kind of have a bunch of options for them, yeah. So
Nice. Okay.
basically, yeah, I do put up, so if I would go there and they would immediately say, yeah, I just wanted a roof, I would still inspect it
Yeah.
just to see, like, but if they need decking or if they need a whole replacement. But,
Right.
yeah, I could still do that for them.
Okay. So I think this will work. It'd be like a first line of defense for a lot of people when they're starting their journey to a new roof or to get a roof fixed.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List right now. Do you like that service? Is it going well for you so far?
I actually started doing that yesterday,
Oh, that's
and
good.
yeah, so she said she'd had a few leads that will come my way in the next week or so, and she said she had at least four or five, and she said she had 50 other leads to of people who would want to just immediately get a replacement.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into that, but I'm not a huge fan of them. I mean, in
Angie's
a real,
List.
yeah, just in a real world situation, like, oh, I have, three, four leads waiting for you. It's like if that homeowner really has a problem and they want something done, what makes you think they're gonna wait a couple of days for you to call them? And they could just call people.
Yeah, that's what she had stressed about it. She said when the leads pop up that I should immediately like take the call because they're not gonna wait around. They're gonna probably call somebody else.
Yeah, but in the same breath, she's going, "Hey, I got a couple of them waiting for you." And You know what I mean? It's already another day.
Yeah, that's very true. They're probably already going already.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I don't like paper lead services in general just because of that dynamic where instead of the homeowner just being connected to you live, they kind of gather their information and they're like, oh, we'll have some people call you back. And then they'll give that lead to like five of you guys and they charge all of you the lead fee. They get their money and then only maybe one of you gets the job. If the homeowner changes their mind, they just collected a lead fee from all these business owners and then nothing comes of it, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'm just not a fan.
By chance, just wondering, is it expensive for your services? Is it like very expensive or is it like something affordable?
Affordable is different for everybody. You know, usually business owners find it affordable because they own businesses and then the money that they make from it is tenfold, you know? But from a pricing perspective, I mean, if I was just to say, hey, this is the cheapest I could do for you, you'd be looking at, I mean, with the website included, you know, you'd be looking at $199 month to month. So, I don't know if that's cheap for you, but if you're comparing it as like what you'd be spending on lead fees through Angie's List every month, I think it would be a lot more affordable. You know, the kind of leads that you get could be like $50 to $100. So by the time you get like five or six of them, I know you'll already have surpassed that $200 for the month. You know,
we'll get you
a lot more than five or six swings of the at bat, but just by letting people call you directly and not having that middleman in there. They're also less saturated leads too. Far more people are just doing a general Google search and then calling the top recommended guys.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Even Angie's List actually uses Google advertising themselves, you know? That's how they get a lot of the leads that they sell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'd list you independently. We'd also customize your website for you. So we'll get like a domain. We'll buy the domain for you. Obviously, if you leave the services later, you know, you have to buy the domain, maybe a $99 charge. But while you're using our services, we'll go out and buy the domain for you, and then we won't charge you. We'll do all the graphic design, the hosting. We'll have that attached to your Google Business Profile. We also verify your Google Business Profile, so that way you exist as your own independent business on Google. They can write reviews on that. And even if you leave our services later, you still keep that Google Business Profile and all the reviews and site you've accumulated.
Okay, and you said what, $200 a month?
Yeah, it'd be $199 exactly, and then there's no other charges, so there's no other like lead fees, quick fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Okay, interesting. And so I would just pay that flat out, and it would immediately start.
Well, we'd start working on everything today. It's not immediate. Like, there's a form you got to fill out for Google verification. I'll send that over to you right now, obviously. And then there's outline of the agreement. You got to sign off on that. We got to buy the domain, build the site, you know, do a client interview with you. And obviously build the site. So, you know, usually it's going to take, you know, a while before you actually start seeing like calls coming in. You know, I would say probably the first 2 weeks, you're not going to see a lot of traffic. This is more of an investment for the businesses long term. So, month one, you'll be able to see ROI. I wouldn't say like, oh, you're not going to get calls. You'll get calls in the first month, but month two is where you'll see things pop, and then it'll just continue to grow from there. The longer you're up there, the more you become established and branded, and people are seeing you on a regular basis. So the pipeline just gets bigger and bigger, but you also won't have to go through that setup period again. It's not like you're going to have to build a website from scratch every month, build your Google Business Profile from scratch every month, do all the optimization, do all the interviews. So once we do all those things, it's up and running. It's just a matter of maintaining the optimization and you answering the calls and getting good reviews. So it sounds like a lot. It sounds really complicated. It's a really simple process, but I don't want to paint the picture to you that it's going to be you're going to get 100 calls, you know? I feel like...
Yeah, Andrew, no, I know you got to work for it. Yeah, 100%. I understand you.
I feel like a lot of companies out there will just lie to you, you know? Like, I feel like Angie's will just be like, oh, yeah, you're going to get 20 jobs, you know? Google doesn't want us doing that. Our calls are recorded by them because, you know, God gave us free will. Even he doesn't control, like, what these business owners are going to do. So we can't, like, guarantee you 15 clients. And it's not really a good business model when we're, you know, we're doing everything month to month. So it's like, oh, if I tell you, hey, you're going to get 15 this month and then you get 12, you're like, oh, he lied to me. Cancel. You know, and it's like, wow, we just built the website, bought this guy's domain, put in all this work, and then he's gone just off that one technicality. So they tell us to not.
Okay.
But I'm sure you'll love it. I mean, if you could pair it side by side, you know, with that pricing structure and everything I put together, if you could pair it to a Home Advisor by Angie's, I'm pretty sure by this time next month, you will have left Home Advisor by Angie's and you'll be just using Google as your long-term solution to generate clients and leads.
Okay. I'll tell you what, can you give me just like, I won't keep you waiting. Can you give me a few minutes to think about it? I'm actually in a sales meeting right now and I kind of walked out when I got the call thinking it was a client. So, if you could give me like an hour and I could get back to you.
Well, we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. Did my rep tell you that?
Yeah. She told me.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So when the spots open up, they just send the qualified candidates list to a room of reps like Lulu. And then they just call out until the spot fills. I mean, if it's something you want to give a shot, if you feel like, hey, you're leaning towards doing this, I can create the account for you pretty quickly. I can have you off the line here in like 2 minutes and then we could do the client interview like later today.
Why not? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to try to go really fast, though, so I can get you back into that meeting. Okay, I got first and last already. Last name's Timpson, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what's your business email? I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing.
It would be Mikal dot Timp, T-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay.
Hold on, let me make sure, because my business email is a little different from the other emails I use. @gmail.com.
Okay, so this is
my
first name.
Gotcha.
Oh, 21.
@iCloud.com.
Okay, let me get the 21 in there. All right, there we go. And then the 70 memory lane, you could receive mail there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to send you a Google pin. Do you want me to hide the street address?
Yes.
Okay. It'll still say city, state, zip. It just won't have the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you my direct line. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment of your account, but if you want something done quickly, you could just call me directly. And then I'll also send you this email address right now for you to send in any photos or if you have a company logo for your website. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can do 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Monday through Sunday. Okay. Submit. All right. Done. Purchase domain on client's behalf. Okay, done. Okay, boom. Good. Okay, and then client interview time. Okay, what's a good time later today to do the client interview? I have afternoon slots, too. I have like 5 and 6, 6 and 7.
At 6, I will be at another job, unfortunately. So I'm actually...
4 to 5.
Can we do a 3 or 2, maybe?
I could do 2 to 3.
Okay.
That works? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we'll text you prior. Okay. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
It'll probably be through card, but I don't have it on me right now. It's in the car.
Oh, we need that in order to secure the spot.
There's no way that I could do that later on.
No, because usually we secure the spot, take it off the board. They send you the outline of the service agreement, so that way you solicit that space. You get it, like, documented. We literally would send it over right now. It's like an automation. And then they need that, they need it to be completed and you to have your Google verification form before they can do any kind of like client interview or anything too. So, yeah, that's what I meant when I was saying like, oh, we could secure it real quickly and that way it's not going anywhere. And then, cause they don't let us put it on hold usually until it's secure, unless it's secured.
Okay.
Dang. All right. You don't have any form of payment method on you?
I do not, sadly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, No, they won't let me do it. Damn it. All right, I'll just delete this. Take it off.
If there's any way that I could contact you back when I leave, it shouldn't be too longer. But there's just no way that I could give you, if the spot's closed, then it is what it is. But there's just no way I could give you the method right now.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I know how it is. It's timing, too. You know, a lot of times we don't even know when a position's available and who we're going to end up talking to about it. And so it's all kind of like read and react. I'm just going to leave the client interview where it's at. I deleted it, but I'm going to resend it over to you. And then what I'll do, I'll call you back. What do you think, like at the top of the hour?
Yeah, probably about an hour, hour and a half, yeah.
Ooh, okay. I mean, it's not going to hurt. I'll let them keep, I mean, I can't stop them from dialing it, but I'll try to follow up with you. Hopefully, I mean, it's been open for 30 minutes, well, 44 minutes already, so all right. I'll try to follow up with you in like an hour and 15. That's like the best I could do, and then we'll see what happens. I mean, even if I gotta hang on the line, I'll try to help you figure it out so you can get that spot. It's not just about having the opening, it's also like the pricing structure. Like, we might have to wait another 6-9 months for a spot to open, but are they gonna give you the same deal too, you know? So I'll circle back with you here about 12:30, 12:45-ish. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. Then I'll talk to you then. You have my number, too. So if something changes prior to then, you have my direct line. You can just call in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.